My name is Tori O'Connell Curran. Alaskans may vote early beginning October 21st. Voting for Trump in advance includes supporting Project 2025, the presidential transition project of the Heritage Foundation. I would like to highlight a few things that would mean for Alaskans that you might not be aware of. It would eliminate NOAA and the National Weather Service. No more weather or marine forecasts, no federal fisheries surveys. It would effectively eliminate overtime pay through several mechanisms, for instance, calculating overtime based on monthly instead of weekly hours. So when Trump said he wouldn't tax overtime pay, there would be nothing to tax. It would shift the tax burden to the middle class. Alaskan households earning less than $168,000 would face significantly higher taxes, for example, between $3,000 and $6,000 more per year for a family of four making $100,000. It would eliminate the FDIC, government-backed deposit insurance. Students enrolled in public schools would be required to take a military entrance exam, but students in private schools would not. It would limit disability benefits for our veterans, potentially impacting 20,000 disabled Alaskan veterans. It would put limits and lifetime caps on Medicaid benefits. Over 62,000 Alaskans will be at risk for losing coverage. It would raise the cost of prescription drugs for over 30,000 Alaskans by eliminating out-of-pocket Medicare drug cost limits. 95,000 women in Alaska would lose guaranteed access to free emergency contraception, and it puts contraception availability at risk. It would criminalize mailing of misoprostol, effectively creating a nationwide abortion ban, including in Alaska, where our state constitution guarantees a person's right to privacy, including abortion. And it takes away critical care for rural women, as this drug treats and prevents postpartum bleeding, the second most common cause of maternal death. It would eliminate Head Start, impacting 3,000 children in 100 Alaska communities, including Sitka. It would eliminate the Department of Education, including Title I funding, cutting nearly 7% of Alaska teaching positions, including in Sitka. It would increase food insecurity by restricting food access programs like SNAP and WIC. As alarming as all of this sounds, it is only the tip of the iceberg in terms of how a Trump-Vance administration would make life more difficult for regular Alaskans. The entire document is online to search and read if you'd like to do your own research. You don't have to take my word for it. My name is Tori O'Connell Curran, and for these and other reasons, I am excited to be voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for president and vice president. Thank you.